Welcome to the Homeschool Sanity Show, your weekly prescription for happier, healthier homeschool living. I'm your host, Dr. Melanie Wilson, Christian psychologist turned homeschooling mother of six. Hey, homeschoolers. It's the holidays as I'm recording, and there's nothing like the holidays to make your kids' character clear. If you'd like to see a little more love, gratitude, and diligence in them, you will love this week's episode on training character into your kids. But first, I invite you to subscribe to Psycho with Six. You'll receive the resources mentioned in these episodes right in your inbox each week. Simply go to psychowith6.com/subscribe and enter your email address. I can't wait to connect with you. I also can't wait to introduce you to my guest this week. She is Kathy Morrissey. Kathy is wife to Alan, mother of 8 children, and homeschooling mom of 31 years. She and her husband have been married for 37 years, and their kids are grown. They have 10 precious grandkids, one of whom Kathy helps care for in the mornings. Though Kathy's homeschooling days are behind her, she stays busy running the character corner, traveling to conferences, and sharing encouragement. When she's not working, you may find her playing the piano, reading a good book, or eating chocolate. I know you'll enjoy hearing what this veteran homeschool mom has to say about training character into your kids. Kathy, thank you so much for joining me to talk today about training character into your children. Such an important topic, and I want to jump right into it. But first, I am hoping that you can tell us more about you and your family.
Okay, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here. My husband and I have 8 children, and we've been married for 40 years. And we homeschooled our children for 31 years, and my homeschooling days ended about 3 years ago when my youngest graduated.
Oh, wow. That's an impressive journey.
It was wonderful, though.
I know, and I can say that I know that because I love it, too. I have absolutely loved homeschooling my kids. And what I love to ask my guests, Kathy, who are homeschooling parents, is why they decided to start homeschooling.
Kind of funny, actually, because the first time that I heard about it, my mom was telling me how she had been listening to James Dobson on the radio mm-hmm. when he was talking about these families who don't send their kids to school. And I remember our oldest at the time was 2 years old. And I said, really? I could never do that. And I laugh now because it wasn't probably more than a year later than that at church, some books were circulating by Ray and Dorothy Moore about homeschooling and better late than early, and some of those. And as I read them and talked to my husband about it, we just thought, you know, it just makes more sense to homeschool them. They get the one-on-one, and we're the ones shaping their values and spending time with them, pointing them to God. And that's what got us started. And then once we dove in, we just realized this is what God wants for our family. This is the way to go.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I read that book early on in my journey as well, and it is amazing how many people say that James Dobson and Focus on the Family started their homeschooling journey. So it's amazing the impact that he had, you know?
Right. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Okay. So today we're going to be talking about training character into our kids. And it's one of the reasons why many of us choose to homeschool. So let's begin, though, with talking about why training character into our kids is so important.
Okay. This is something I love to talk about. It's one of my passions. And I think that this has been importance of it by watching what happened as my kids grew up and began jobs. And I always tell parents character training is important because we have a character crisis in our society. And if you don't believe it, ask any employer today how hard it is to get young people to work for them that are dependable, diligent, responsible, that have initiative. And they'll tell you that it's very, very hard. And this is true with all three of my boys. When they got their jobs at Kroger, the managers there just thought they were the greatest workers ever, and they were just so impressed. I'd come in the store, my husband would, and they would say, "We just love your kids. When the next one's old enough, send them our way. They're great workers." And I laugh because the reason that they were so impressed with our children, there were two things. One, every time they were scheduled to work, they showed up, which most of the kids didn't do. Half the time they were hungover or just wouldn't show up. And then the other thing is when they were there, they would work. And they weren't hiding in the break room. And so they were impressed by this. And that just confirms that as Christian parents, we need to raise a generation of young people with good, strong Christian character. And as Christian parents, we can make a difference if we would get excited about that and realize this is our job and our responsibility. And relating it to homeschooling, I always say that our children actually do better academically. Character lays the foundation for academic success. The Bible tells us in 2 Peter 1:5 to add to your faith virtue, and to virtue or character add knowledge. So God says first, build your children's faith, don't get them in my word, then add the character, and then the academics. And I think the reason a lot of homeschooling moms get frustrated and burned out or even quit is because they haven't laid that foundation of character. So their children aren't ready to learn. They don't have the character trait of obedience. So they never do what they're supposed to be doing, or maybe they haven't learned to be attentive, and then you can't teach them anything. So character training is very important right at the beginning when your kids are young, before you even start the academic training.
That is so good, Kathy. I just love what you shared there. And I have had similar experiences with my kids being employed. And, you know, it's such a witness, isn't it, to other people? Not just about homeschooling, but about our faith. And that is it's a higher calling even than educating our kids well, is being an example. So I love what you just shared there. So we want our kids to learn character. And everywhere I go in my community, I drive by schools, and a lot of times they will have on the signs in front of the schools something about character. And so the public schools are trying to teach character too. But how do kids actually learn character, do you think?
I always say that I believe there are three main ways. Of course, there's others, but I think the three main ways that I always share. First, the main one is by our example. As parents, our kids are watching what we do, and our character speaks volumes to them. And we can't tell our children, let's say, to be honest, if they hear us lying at the restaurant about their age so that we don't have to pay as much, like going in and saying, tell them you're only 5, not 6, because then we don't have to pay as much. And then we tell them not to lie. Obviously, they're not going to learn good character if we're teaching them something different by our example. And our kids are watching us all the time and listening to what we say and then watching what we do and weighing those two. So it's very important as Christian parents that we set an example. And of course, we're not perfect. And our kids know that, but they need to see that we're trying and that we do practice what we're teaching them. And then second, our kids learn character through discipline and correction and training. And the thing I always like to share here is that it's so easy in the middle of our homeschool day to get frustrated when one of our children is misbehaving. And so we stop what we're doing. We kind of put the books down and tell the child we're working with, just a minute, I have to go take care of the problem over here. And we go and we deal with that child and take care of the situation. And then we come back to, you know, keep working on the lesson with someone, only to be interrupted again by another child or the same one. causing a problem, wrong behavior, wrong attitude, wrong actions, whatever. And after about the second or third interruption, we get a little frustrated. We kind of slam our books down and say, come on, how am I ever going to teach these kids anything when I have to keep stopping to correct other children? And I remember going through that. And then one day God spoke to my heart and said, Kathy, that's why you're homeschooling your children. And this is not an interruption. This is an opportunity. Every time your children show that wrong behavior, whether it's wrong words, wrong actions, wrong attitudes, it's an opportunity that you have to take them to God's word and show them what God says about that behavior and give them Bible answers. And that changed my whole perspective when I realized this is so true. I kept my kids home. I'm teaching them at home so that I can shape their character and point them to God. So every time this happens, this is an opportunity. It's not something to get upset about, and we shouldn't look at it as an interruption. So discipline is actually a great way to teach our kids character. And then the third way, of course, is through positive, on-purpose, constructive teaching, where you actually have daily lessons where you teach them specific character traits, what they mean, what the Bible says about it, and how to apply it to their lives.
That is great. And I love those three concepts or principles, because we need all three of them in order to teach our kids character. And I love, too, what you said about discipline. That was the first thing that we studied in our homeschool, was obedience, because I knew I had a problem with that.
Right. With my kids. Well, and yes, I always tell parents that's a character trait that you will probably go back to every 3 months or so, especially when your kids are younger. It's just one that you have to keep doing.
Yeah. That's right.
And often
teens
need to be reminded, but you're teaching it new to the younger ones. So it's a good refresher course for the older ones.
Definitely. Okay, so we know how kids are learning character then, by, just to review, by our example, by discipline and using discipline needs as an opportunity to teach our children God's word and what it says about whatever they're struggling with, and then by positive, specific teaching. So we're actually teaching the character traits intentionally. So what are some ideas that you would give us for a plan for teaching a character intentionally? So we're kind of focusing in on that third way then, of teaching character.
Right. The first thing that I feel is foundational is that you start early with a lifestyle that's designed with purpose. From the time that our kids are young, we should think, where do we want them to be by the time they're 18? What is it that we want to accomplish in their lives? What are our goals? And then think, okay, how are we going to get them there? Because if we can't determine if we're accomplishing God's goals for child training if we haven't ever identified those goals. And I think a lot of times it's easy to just picture our parenting as, you know, we're going to bring this sweet little baby home from the hospital and it's all just going to be sweet and fun. And then as they get a little older and we start having problems, we don't know how to deal with those things when they, you know, throw that first tantrum, or they won't listen, or they start being mean to their sibling, then we think, oh, what do I do? How do I handle this? Because we haven't prepared ahead of time on how we're going to train them in these areas. So it's important to know what you want to teach them and then how you're going to do it. Just have some ideas in mind there to help point them in the direction you're trying to get them to go. And I already mentioned the verse in 2 Peter 1:5, but to me that gives us our goals, building our kids' faith, then adding character, and then the academics or the knowledge. And I always like to share that since godly character begins on the inside with a close relationship with God, then we have to teach our kids to think God's thoughts. And that's the part really of building their faith. And the reason this is so important is because thoughts lead to actions. Actions lead to habits, and habit develops into character. All of that started back with their thoughts. The Bible says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So we've got to get our kids thinking God's word. And I know a lot of homeschooling parents think, well, I don't have time to add another thing to my day. But it's not something that has to be real time consuming. In the morning, when you do your Bible reading, have your kids read. And then after breakfast, just have a short time. Maybe you read a couple verses with them and apply it. Help them memorize it. We would sing scripture before breakfast, which was a wonderful way to get God's word into our hearts all through the day. I would find myself singing scripture when I needed it. Sometimes it would help my attitude, and other times I would hear my kids singing it. And that was really just a reminder of the importance of getting it into their hearts and minds. Correcting with it, like I talked about, when you take them to God's word, when they show that wrong behavior, you're getting God's to their hearts and their minds again. So it's important to get God's word into them as part of your daily activities. And then I encourage parents to just choose a trait to focus on for a week or two. And if you're not sure where to start, think about the things that are frustrating you the most in your kid's behavior. Usually that will go back to one of the character traits. Is it that you have to tell your kids what to do several times before they do it? If so, you should probably start on obedience. Maybe you have a child who can never find anything when it's school time. They've lost their books or their pencil or their paper. Maybe you should work on organization with them. So find the thing that's frustrating you and then focus on that trait and work on it for, you know, however long you think they need, sometimes a week, sometimes a little bit longer. And that's just, to me, that's the place to begin. And when you focus on the trait, you take them to scripture and show them what God's word says about it. And then you do practical application, help them know how to apply it. And that way you're teaching them character intentionally.
Okay, that's very good. So you have had a lot of experience training character into your kids with 31 years of homeschooling? Is that what you said?
Yes, 31 years.
Okay. So over that course of time, did you ever get discouraged about your kids not demonstrating good character, even though you had really focused on training them?
Yes, I actually felt that way. I've been speaking at homeschool conferences for years since my daughter was about two. So way back in the 90s, I started speaking at conferences, and one of my main popular talks was training character into your children. And I remember many times before we were getting ready to go to the conference, I would look at my husband with tears in my eyes and say, how can I go and talk to these parents about training character into their children when our kids have none? And I really felt that way. And he would always remind me, Kath, it's a process. You can't expect everything at once. It takes time. That's why God gave us our kids for at least 18 years. It takes that long. Mm-hmm. Some of them even need a little longer. But I think it's very important to realize that character training isn't just a one-time thing like, okay, this year we're going to have character lessons every day and then we'll be good. No, our kids need to continually be growing in character, so we have to keep teaching them and working with them just like God keeps working on us. And, you know, where we might finally start doing better in an area where we've been struggling, and then God points something else out. And I remember, too, I had a very good homeschooling friend, and her kid, she had the same number of kids as us, and we just encouraged each other a lot, and we would share our struggles and what was working to help us. And I remember sometimes I would call her and say, you know, it seems like the more I do with teaching our kids Bible verses and correcting with scripture and having character lessons, the worse they get. I don't think this is working. And she would always say to me, you know where those thoughts are coming from. That's what the devil wants you to think. And I believe it's true that if we start focusing on character in our children and pointing our children to God's word and how to be more like him, we're going to face some opposition from the devil. So it's very common to get discouraged. And also, we have to remember that our kids not all kids just buy right into it right away. You know, our kids have a free will. And so we might teach them and not see those changes. Although I will say that I love talking about this more now than ever, because I've seen, now that my kids are adults, I'm seeing the fruit of it. And it was worth all the time and effort just seeing how my kids have character now and how it's helping them in their jobs and their families and just life in general. So, yes, there will be discouraging times, but keep on.
That is so good. That is a great encouragement. And I have to agree, I'm not as far along in the journey as you are, but having adult kids now, I am amazed that these boys who were at each other's throats are now the best of friends and
right?
enjoy hanging out. You know, it's like, oh, thank you, Lord.
Right, I know. Or the one who just could never keep anything clean or orderly now has a mm-hmm. job organizing things, or, you know, where they're very responsible and you didn't think they'd ever get to that point.
Yes. Yes. Oh, that is so great. Well, I know that people listening to us are now super motivated to either really start in earnest to train their kids' character, or they're encouraged to get back into the battle and keep training. So I want to know from you, what are some of your favorite ways to train character in your kids?
Okay. One of our favorite ways for years was to use character charts. And those were actually charts that we designed, a very simple chart that had character traits down the side that we either had already taught the kids or wanted to. And then across the top, we had little spaces for each of the kids' names. And we told the kids we were going to have a character contest. And throughout the week or 2 weeks, we would set a time limit on it. My husband and I would watch for them to show certain character traits. And anytime we saw them doing one of those things, we'd give them a little tally mark under their name beside that trait. So if one of the kids got up in the morning maybe and picked up toys, I would say, oh, you just showed initiative. I'm going to give you a plus. And I give them a tally mark under their name for initiative. And immediately I would see other kids scurrying around trying to do something to show this character. So it was a great way to get the kids focusing on things that showed character. It must help to be positive, because I think as homeschooling parents, we want so much for our children and we pour so much into them. And it's easy to just look at them and see all the bad, all the things that they aren't doing, or the things we want them to mm-hmm. do more of or do better. And I realized I was always pointing out the negative to my kids. And that was the reason, well, one of the reasons we made the charts is because I wanted to watch for the good so I could encourage them and say, that was great. You're trying, you're making effort. And so we would use the charts. And then after the set time had ended, we would choose a winner by whoever had the most marks for the trait that we chose. And we'd have a little celebration. We'd have a treat that we didn't normally have. And the winner would get a little prize from stuff we had from the dollar store. Nothing major, but exciting to a child. And mm-hmm. we'd all clap and make a big deal of it. And then we realized after doing that for just a short time that sometimes the younger kids would be really disappointed because they might have had a lot of marks, but they didn't win because they didn't have enough for the trait that was chosen. So we wanted to somehow still recognize them for the progress they made. So we made another chart that had the same traits, but we called it a growth in character chart, and had one for each of the kids. And after choosing the winner, we would go under each child's name. And if they had 5 marks for a trait, they would get to fill in a square for that trait on their growth chart to show that they had grown in that area. And that way we recognized their progress and kind of just encouraged them to keep trying. So the charts were great. I will say probably when my kids hit around 12 or 13, they failed to get excited about getting a prize from the dollar store. So we kind of, you know, lost a little ground there. But sometimes we would pair the teens up with a younger child who maybe needed encouragement and have them work together. And one of the things that worked really well was I remember my one son, when he was in his teens, would always be pointing out the negative in the kids. He'd be saying to his younger siblings, oh, you're not obeying, or you're having a bad attitude, or whatever. And it bothered me. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to get him to help me and be positive. So I said, you know how I tend to sometimes forget to give the kids marks, sometimes I'm not paying attention, I want you to help me. So whenever you see them showing good character, you can give them a mark. And he just thought that was great. And so he started looking for the good also in the kids and commenting. And it was just a great way to really encourage his siblings. This is something about a sibling, you know, encouraging and saying positive things. So that was a way we still made the charts work when we had teens and younger ones. So that was probably our favorite. And I will be giving a link at the end here where they can download, everyone can download the 3 character charts for free. The third one is just one that lists got the character traits. And I'm trying to remember how many. I want to say 40. 40 God. I don't even remember how many are on there, but quite a few. And it gives the definition and a reference, and they can just put that on the fridge for easy reference. Another thing that we did that was really fun is honoring adults that demonstrated specific character traits. We really felt it was important to give our kids godly role models that demonstrated the traits we were teaching them. We wanted to be able to say, this is what we mean when we say such and such, you know, this is what it looks like. And I remember the first time we did this, there was a lady that loved to help me out. She was just had a servant's heart. When I was pregnant, I was sick usually. So she would keep my kids alive. She would bring us meals. She would take me to the doctor. And every time she left the house, she would always say, Kathy, if there's anything I can do to help you, please let me know. And she was very sincere. She just had a servant's heart and loved to help in any way she could. So when she said that, my husband and I both got the idea at the same time that she would be a great role model for our kids. So we came up with the idea of honoring adults that showed character specific traits. So we invited her over and we had a little celebration. We had some kind of baked goods we had made for her that we all shared. And then my husband just made a little spiel about we're trying to teach our kids to have godly character, and we want to thank you for your example and for your servant's heart, just showing our children what it looks like to have a heart of service. And we gave her a little certificate of appreciation and a little prize, and then just visited. And we did this with a few other adults that showed specific traits that we really wanted to point out to our kids. And the fun thing about this was our kids not only saw these people who were role models and got to know them, but we would see them at church kind of making the rounds, talking, you know, from to one and then the next, and they would go around and talk to all these people. And I loved that because often instead of running off with their friends, they were spending time talking to these godly role models, and that's what we wanted. And another thing that we did is we tried to really point out missionaries and just how devoted they are to God and their service and their willingness to sacrifice. And we would make sure that our kids were at the missions conference at our church. They would talk to the missionaries and get to know them. And I really believe that that had a lot to do with my oldest son answering the call to be a missionary when God called him. So honoring adults for character was one of the big things that we really enjoyed doing. And our kids liked that also. And then, of course, our other favorite way was by using daily lessons. From the time the kids were fairly young, we did character lessons every day as just part of our morning routine. Right after breakfast, we would have a character lesson. And at first, I wrote lessons because I hadn't really found anything that I liked or that was good for them. And the problem I found with that is that after we ended one, sometimes it would take me a month to get another one written. So it was hit or miss. So then I found a couple that I was able to kind of adapt down to their age level. I really enjoyed using Character Building for Families. That was a great resource. Mm-hmm. It's very thorough, but it did have a lot of fun stuff. My younger kids would sit and play quietly with something, but they were still taking things in. So that was one that I used. Mm-hmm. I also liked Christian Character by Gary Maldener. But then after my kids were grown, I ended up writing a couple of character books for younger kids because I really wanted something that I could tell parents about that the kids would enjoy. I wanted character to be something they looked forward to, not just something, okay, it's character time again, you know, and that they would learn, but they didn't really enjoy it. And so I wrote a couple character curriculums that are for the younger age, preschool, early elementary, and then an elementary one that has a lot of role-playing games and hands-on things. So the kids are seeing practical ways to actually put the traits into practice. So those are our favorite ways of teaching the kids. And I am giving 4 weeks of free lessons from my character curriculum so that moms can just go ahead and get started right away. No preparation. They can just download these curriculums, the 4 weeks of lessons from the link. I made an easy link, thecharactercorner.com/free-lessons. And that link will also include those character charts. So right away, you could start using character charts to encourage your children.
Well, that is wonderful. And thank you so much. I mean, you just gave us a wealth of ideas there, and I am going to include that link in the show notes for you. So don't worry if you don't remember the link, but that is very, very generous of you. I am so appreciative, and I know my listeners will be too. So you mentioned, is it The Character Corner online? Or no, thecharactercorner.com?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
With the at the beginning. And is that the best place to find you online, or can we find you on social media too?
You can also find me on social media. You can, I have the blog at thecharactercorner.com, and I also have a Facebook page, The Character Corner. So you can find
okay.
me at both of those quite regularly.
Oh, that's great. Well, Kathy, this has just been wonderful, so inspiring and practical too. I appreciate you taking the time to share this with us. I know my listeners are going to flock to thecharactercorner.com /free lesson, right? Free lesson.
Lessons.
With an F.
Yes.
Okay, I had to be sure.
Mm-hmm.
Free lessons.
Right.
Okay. And exactly. And they can get those character charts and 4 weeks of free character lessons for your kids. Thank you so much for joining me today, Kathy.
Thank you.
To find the free resources Kathy mentions and what Kathy recommends for teens, go to homeschoolsanity.com/character. Have a happy homeschool week.
Thank you for joining me for the Homeschool Sanity Show. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.